Well, we're at our Tuesday night meeting, and Carmi brought up a question. So, does what happens when you don't receive the word that's going out? You're in a meeting, but you're not really receiving it. Kind of how does that affect your power? Do you lose power to walk, or how does that affect you? And so I kind of analyzed it like I said, it's kind of like saturation. It's kind of like something that takes on saturation, like a sponge or something that needs to have liquid, and it receives as much as it can to function, and then when it gets saturated, it stops receiving until it uses what it has, and then as it depletes itself of the liquid, then it is able to receive more. And I liken this to people, and this is something that you have to actively see and make a value change in your life, because if you're saturated with worldliness and worldly thinking and worldly instruction, worldly thoughts, what happens is you're saturating your soul. You're actually being fed, and you're being given life through what you're receiving. And your existing power happens to be what you're full of, what you're hearing the most of. You're not going to get this trying to take notes, Pat. Your note-taking kind of bothers me because you can't follow the flow if you're taking notes. So this isn't a teaching where you're going to need to take notes, and actually I'm recording it so you can hear it over and over again. So the idea is just to kind of grab the concept and see how maybe this affects you. And Carmi made a comment afterwards. Remember what you said you saw afterwards?
Well, it's like watching a dimmer switch,
Yeah,
like a rheostat
yeah.
switch being
Yeah.
turned down and being on full power and losing that because of not really walking in the word, in the revelation of the word, and going to an eventual place of darkness because you're not really, because there's no power.
Okay, so power, where does power come from? Well, you could say power comes from being educated. There's power in the word. All that's true. But the power of God is in the spirit. It's His spirit.
Yes.
It's not just the word. It's the word and the spirit. So Jesus says in John 4, he's talking to the woman at the well. In verse 24, God is a spirit. Those that worship him, and we can drop the word worship. I mean, it encompasses a lot of things, but those that are going to receive from him need to receive in spirit and truth. When you are just looking to intellectualize information, you cannot discern the spirit of it. The message, the mystery of preaching is there's a spirit.
Yes.
There's a spirit that's being manifest. And if you can receive that spirit, you'll find yourself moving into the message. You can hear a message and not move in to the spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you start intellectualizing, it actually shuts off. I know there are those that disagree, are going to disagree with me. But when you intellectualize, you shut off the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're in the spirit of the message, you're not only listening and getting something, but you're being moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think enough of us have gone through life. We've had enough life experience to realize it's kind of like it's kind of like if you've ever gone to class to learn something information-wise, there's not much of a spirit there. It's just information. Mm-hmm. And in school, you didn't, mostly your classes that you went to, there was no spiritual inspiration in your learning experience. It was just dead letter information.
Yeah.
Math, English, history.
Memorize this.
You know, and how many teachers did you have that were really animated and really taught from a position of experience and giving you an experience in the education that they were teaching you? Not many. And class, so, you know, you got into the class, you looked at your watch, and you got out of the class and looked at your watch. I mean, there was very little inspiration there, which means inspirited. You weren't inspirited. Preaching the mystery of the word, there's a spirit that's being presented first. Not the word, the spirit. There's a spirit being presented.
Mm-hmm.
And every word of God is of his spirit, but he's got several attributes of his character that he's manifesting at any given time, depending on the subject matter. So Jesus confronts a woman at the well. He's not teaching her that the water that she's offering is not water unto eternal life. He's not teaching her that. He's demonstrating and giving to her a spirit. He's saying, hey, if you knew who was in front of you, you'd ask me to give you living water. Well, she had no knowledge or reference base or knowledge base of what living water was.
Mm-hmm.
It was strictly something brand new to her. Well, where she didn't say, isn't it interesting, isn't it? She didn't say, what is living water?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she? Because she was not in the spirit of information, education, and intellect. She had been caught up in his charisma. She was caught up in a spirit that Jesus came to her in and was presenting her with.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't say, what is living water?
Mm-hmm.
That should have been the first thing she said,
right.
Because she never heard of living water in her life.
Right.
But she said what?
Where is
this living water? She was right there.
Yeah.
So he went on and he told her. And so she leaves, goes into town, tells everybody. And so meanwhile, his disciples come and sees him there. And they said, Master, let's eat. He says, I have meat to eat that you don't know of. So he wasn't hungry for carnal food.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back to the saturation. He was saturated with the Word of God and with the Spirit at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't hungry. He wasn't inclining toward, he wasn't desiring carnal food. Mm-hmm. Now there were times he did. Nothing wrong with that. But this is a pretty good demonstration, illustration of what he's trying to give them a message. Therefore, disciples said to one another, well, somebody's obviously brought him something to eat. And then Jesus just cuts right to it. He says, my meat, I'm saturated with the will of him that sent me to finish his work. Now, you know, you can use whatever word you want, but you see a saturation point there. And you see that where is his power? Well, his power was what he was saturated with, which was the word of God, not carnal food. His power was not in, you know, the carnal food at that point. So he goes on and, you know, he goes on and talks about something else. But so Carmi's question, what that kind of provoked with me was, we, our power exists in what we're saturated with.
Yeah.
Our spiritual power exists in the spirit of the instruction which we've received. And if you're in the spirit, if you're making melody in your heart to the Lord, if you're praying in the spirit, if you're actually in communion with the Lord and the Holy Ghost, and you have a good spirit, you receive power from that.
Yeah.
And you have joy.
Yeah.
You know, you're not being tempted, you don't have bad thoughts, you're in judgment.
Yeah. That to me is the spirit of overcoming.
Yes.
The power is the power to overcome the world in our life. And he said, I've overcome the world, you can overcome the world.
Okay, so, contrary-wise, you wake up, you get ready, you do your morning thing, and you're going to work, and you're thinking about, well, you know, I don't know, you know, I wish I made more money, or another day at work, or your thoughts are not bringing your joy. Your thoughts are actually turning the dimmer down.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are actually, you know, or maybe, well, I don't know what I need to do today. I need to check my schedule, and, you know, that's your power. That's your, you know, and I don't want to sound weird here, but that takes away from the spirit, and it takes away from a good spirit, and it takes away from, what it should show you is what you're full of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get out of that? How do you get out of that, Alice?
That's where I have.
How do you get out of that?
Set your affections on things above.
What?
Sing, because that helps me. Sing.
Talk to me. Well, how do you get out of it?
I sing.
Sing what?
Sing songs.
You sing Perry Como songs? What do you sing?
Well, Christmas ones, yeah. No, but yeah, just sing them to Jesus.
What you're trying to tell me is you make melody in your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
You're singing spiritual songs.
Yes.
What's the scripture tell you about getting into the power and getting out of the doldrums? What's it tell you? How?
Put on the garment.
Be filled with the Spirit by doing what?
Singing
melody in your heart to the Lord, singing spiritual songs, praying in the Spirit. You see what I'm saying? That's how you get out of it.
Casting down
imaginations. Every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the love of God, the freedom.
Things are lovely and pure.
Yeah.
Look at all the carnal ways the disciples responded to. What are you doing talking to that lady? You know, I mean, they comprehended things carnally.
Yeah, they didn't get it. And yet,
she gives us hope.
They walked with a guy. Yeah. That's all he did. He never, Jesus never contacted anybody carnally.
No.
You go through, you read it. He never contacted anybody carnally. Mm-hmm. You know, Zacchaeus, he's up in a tree because he's a little guy, and he knows Jesus is passing by. So, I mean, this guy is a deceitful, user, covetous publican. That's who Zacchaeus was. But here's Jesus is going to be coming his way, so he climbs up into a tree so he can see him. Jesus gets under the tree, looks up, says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must sup at your house today." You know, Jesus didn't say, "Hey, Zacchaeus, what you doing up there?" Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he didn't contact him carnally.
No.
And after he eats at Zacchaeus' house, as they're leaving, he says, "Half of everything I, you know, have, if I've slighted any man, I'll repay him four times, and half of everything I have, I'll give to the poor." And Jesus said, "Salvation." So we have no idea what he talked to him about. But he didn't come in and have a nice carnal conversation with Zacchaeus.
Yeah. He had a conversation that changed his life.
There, he was willing to give up half of everything he owned, and more so.
Well, another thing that came to me is the carnal mind is the enemy of God. It can't comprehend the things of God, spiritual things
right.
to the carnal mind or foolishness. I've never been able to hear your words when I'm carnally minded and I'm unwilling to confess my fear and unbelief are like, there's times I went to meetings listening to you talk. It's like I had my total guard up against you. I was offended or bitter or critical.
You know what's interesting about that? Because that reminds me, we did 3 and 4 hour meetings.
Jason said they do too.
To a group of people that had never been in to more than a 45-minute church meeting in their life. And we did 3 and 4. Sometimes there were 5 hour meetings. Wow. Nobody left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You think that they would have been saturated because they had never been fed like that. Fact is, they were saturated with worldliness, and the power of the Spirit was there and started feeding them, and they were so energized by it and wanted it that they could be sit there for 5 hours and listen to, you know, and we had people say, who can sit for 2 hours or 3 hours and listen to a meeting?
It proves that the only thing they've ever sat in is a dead 45-minute
yes.
sermon
yes.
that you can't wait to leave.
It's, yes.
It proves that they've been in the dead, the congregation of the dead.
Absolutely. So...
And people that just do what's required of them can't handle that. Because...
Anyway, so it's a good thought to have. What am I saturated with? What kind of food gives me power? And you know, a lot of people, they get power from being angry.
Oh, yeah.
And vengeful.
Oh, yeah.
And accusing.
Yeah.
They have, that brings them power.
Yeah, that's their food. That's
they go through the day.
The food to do the will.
With the power of accusation and everything. And, you know, or complaining or whatever. It's actually their food.
Yeah.
And,
it's the anointing they carry.
Anyway, enough said.